Well, Josh, just talk about what it's like growing up in Lee's Summit, then teaming in your own backyard. All of a sudden, you're at training camp. What's this whole experience been like for you?
Man, it's been crazy. I just try to take it one day at a time. Just being able to come out here and play in the NFL is just a blessing. Any 32 teams, and for it to be, you know, my hometown team is just even more of a blessing. So I've just been trying to take it day by day.
Can you take me back a few months and what that was like after the draft, of teams calling, people inquiring about what your future was and what it was like to get that call from the Chiefs to know that you're going to be sticking around home?
Yeah, so my situation was a little bit different. You know, I didn't get drafted, so I went into, you know, preferred free agency or, you know, rookie minicamp invite. I wanted to get a preferred free agent, didn't come. I got a few teams that invited me out to a rookie minicamp, and, you know, I had to really sit there with my agent, you know, my family, and discuss what would be the best situation for me. Decided to come out to Kansas City, came out to Kansas City, and, you know, try it out. Didn't make it. Didn't make the cut. They signed me to the short list. Basically gave me a call back if they needed anybody help. I got a chance to come back in mandatory minicamp, was able to earn a contract, and now I'm here at training camp. So it's been a roller coaster ride, but, you know, I feel like God's, you know, helping me prepare for this situation.
It's amazing how it all works out like that, too. And, you know, to go from that point to where you're searching for that next step to now all of a sudden you're out here at training camp, you're catching passes from Patrick Mahomes. What's that like?
It's a blessing, man. You know, just catch a pass from any of these quarterbacks. All these quarterbacks are pretty smart out here. And how you doing, Dave? All these quarterbacks are pretty smart out here, and, you know, they're just helping me, you know, better my game every single day. And it's a lot different catching passes from Patrick Mahomes versus, you know, the quarterbacks at D2 level. These guys are throwing bullets, and they're putting it on the money, and it's just like, it's kind of crazy how fast they're coming, but it's getting better.
And obviously in Andy Reid's offense, that's huge for a running back to be able to have good hands to step out and make those catches. And today, I mean, you look fantastic out there. I mean, for a guy that was known for his legs and how great he was there, how do the hands kind of develop over these last few weeks?
For sure. You know, I feel like I've always been, you know, pretty solid at catching the ball. Just never really got a chance to show it as well. But out here, I feel like one of the reasons why I wanted to come to the Chiefs was just because I feel like it would challenge me to become a better player. You know, I know I'm pretty comfortable running the ball and anything in between the tackles, but they're challenging me to be a better blocker, you know, be a better pass catcher, be a better route runner. And I feel like over time I'm getting a lot better with that, and I just want to try to keep getting better every single day.
Northwest Missouri State University last year, wrapping up your playing career in college and winning an MIAA championship, reaching the playoffs. Can you talk about that experience, what that was like, and how that kind of springboards you to the next level?
Man, that experience was wonderful. You know, I set a goal out when I was trying to figure out where I was going to go grad school. I wanted to go somewhere and win. And I knew Northwest Missouri State was a good place that I can go have a good chance of winning. You know, we wanted to win a national championship. We fell short in the playoffs. But winning that MIAA conference championship was something I worked for my entire career, even when I was here at Missouri Western. And for me to accomplish that goal, you know, us up there at Northwest was, you know, a huge part of my college career. You know, that's the first time I ever won any championship in my life, you know, high school, college. So it was just a great experience.
And Northwest playing in the Fall Classic again this year against Pittsburgh State at Arrowhead Stadium. I assume you got that one booked on the calendar, right? You'll be there in the front row?
Yeah, hopefully. I'm going to try to make a couple games. I don't know exactly how my schedule will be. But, you know, I'm always rooting for those guys, and I talk to the coaches all consistently. And, you know, if it suits and I'm able to be there, you know, I'll be there in front row cheering on the Bearcats.
Josh, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.